Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Switzerland's president is praising a deal by Swiss banking giant UBS to buy rival bank Credit Suisse for $3 billion. But this is not a bailout. Finance Minister Karen Keller-Sutter says it was orchestrated to prevent further global banking failures.
The bankruptcy of Credit Suisse would have had a collateral damage, a huge collateral damage on the Swiss financial market, also a risk of contagion for UBS and other banks, and also internationally.
The move follows the collapse of two big banks here in the U.S., but there's still no telling how it'll impact the overall system. Banking consultant Bert Ely.
We'll see some bumpiness in the markets over the next few days, particularly as people come to understand what the intended effect of this merger is, as well as any other problems that might develop. So I don't think we'll see an overnight calming.
President Biden has reached out to Israel's prime minister in response to growing protests in the country over its judicial overhaul. The White House says Mr. Biden backs efforts for compromise, saying democratic societies are strengthened by genuine checks and balances. The BBC's Emily Thomas has details.
More than 700 military officers from special forces, cyber warfare and the Air Force have carried out their threats to stop work from today. Reservists accused the Israeli prime minister of dictatorship and said they would return, as they put it, when democracy was safeguarded.
The exiled mayor of Mariupol, Ukraine, is now slamming Russian President Vladimir Putin for his decision to visit the city today. Through an interpreter, Mayor Vadim Boychenko says it was really painful to watch.
Like all Ukrainians, like all Mariupol residents, I feel that today a war criminal whose name is Vladimir Putin visited the scene of a crime he committed for several months.
Most of the city's in ruins from Russian shelling. Former President Trump expects to be arrested this week.
At issue is the investigation in New York over hush money payments when Trump was first running for office. Former Vice President Pence responded to the possible charges.
Feels like a politically charged prosecution here.
On ABC, Pence also said he's not concerned about Trump's call for his supporters to protest.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
Trump supporters who protested and also stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shouted, "Hang Mike Pence." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Mr. Trump also told supporters on his app Truth Social that even if he's indicted, he will continue campaigning for 2024. No former or current president's ever been charged with a crime. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, we are local music. The Pine Travelers, their biggest small town. It's probably one of my favorite songs from them. Oysters before that, both songs off the Heareth album back in 2016. I was looking for some news about the past members of the Pine Travelers, and in doing so, I just realized, looking at Facebook, today is Nick Cutler's birthday rocker.
Nick Cutter.
Cutter. People are looking at his Facebook page, and people are wishing happy birthdays to him. So happy birthday, Nick.
Well, that's, what do they call that when you've passed? And it's your heavenly birthday.
Your heavenly birthday, right. Cheers to Nick. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Rocker, we got a good show brewing so far. What else is coming up tonight, man?
Jimmy, later on tonight, of course, Terry Barr is going to have some bar notes for us. Curtis Goodman, Terry will also be talking to the Wisconsin native that's coming back to the Mad City for a show. And then the Devil's Lair, Dana Perry, here for her third time in the lair. She's going to be talking new album, new tour, booking at the Cargo Coffee East, and performing live after 9 p.m. Of course, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight, the best of hard rock and metal from around Wisconsin, including a little punk. And then the Faith Hills Have Eyes, Jimmy, will be talking to the whole band, Aaron, Gordon, and Goat. They're going to stop by the studio and hang out with us. And then Essential Last Crack at 11.
I was looking at the calendar today, Rocker, and came up with one question.
What's that?
Because in exactly 2 months tomorrow, I'm going camping.
Camping?
Who's ready to go camping?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my camping.
Not yet.
Could you go camping today? It's pretty cold outside. I tell you what, I would actually consider it. What is the coldest temperature you'll camp in? 844-967-2789.
I want to know.
844-96-PARTY. I want to know, too, because I'm really, if E-Dub were to call me right now, Rocker, and say, let's go camping, I might be all in. I don't know. I would have to leave and go camp tonight.
What would you take with you to keep warm?
We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. 844-967-2789. I'd like to hear what you think about camping in cold weather. How early is it? Is it okay to go early? What's the date? What's the date cutoff? What's the temperature cutoff? You know, we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Right now, I got the Mad Towel Mannish Boys. You know, their next show is Thursday, March 23rd at the Rooster. It's Jesse's birthday, Rocker. Happy birthday, Jesse!
Happy birthday!
Let's do some Old Dog. It's the Mannish Boys. They rock. It's original local music.
What got me by yesterday ain't working out so well. am Susan Massino, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Tano on the radio, this beer sitting ice cold, getting caught up in the breeze. Summer of 69, these are the best days of our lives, yeah. And right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine. We've been out day drinking, and I'm thinking our friends all mine. Just with a bottle of gin, or that 80 proof rum, we're gonna party all night. So keep the summertime, summertime. You can't get this in the city, and that girl's looking pretty, and she's sitting up next to me, next to me. And this water's wide open, no crowds for days, and we're hoping, come on, right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine. We've been out day drinking, and I'm thinking our friends all mine. With a bottle of gin, or that 80 proof rum, we're gonna party all night. So keep the summertime, summertime on.
Summertime on, Caleb Woods on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. So what's the coldest temperature you've camped in? Is there like a cutoff line that, no, it's too cold, I'm not going camping? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Jimmy, you're going camping soon. What temperature keeps you home? I mean, you probably have more, you know.
I'm kind of a glamper. I used to do a lot of backpacking and roughing it, but now that I'm older, I like to have my amenities.
Yeah.
You know, at night, I have a really comfy bed, and I have a cot, so I'm off the ground. So if it gets in the 20s, I'm okay.
20s?
Yeah. I mean, it's cold, but you got to have a good sleeping bag, you know?
Sleeping bag only?
Yeah. So I'm not taking any vacations this year. I'm taking like 6-7 different camping trips, maybe 8 different camping trips throughout the year.
Wow. So, taking a train out to go camping?
No, we're driving, man. You're driving. So you and Alice, you camp a lot. What's the coldest you camped in?
Boy, you know, I think I'd go back to my childhood with my parents, and we used to camp in the Adirondack Mountains.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I remember we'd go there sometimes, and there was this guy and his wife, they were immigrants, and they were, you know, he would go off to work in the daytime, and she would stay there, and she was pregnant. I remember she had that kid in the pup tent out there. And boy, it was cold. I don't know. It wasn't 20, Jimmy.
Yeah,
I don't think I could go. I want to say, you know, 45 maybe.
Oh wow, that's warm. I mean, 45, that's like the perfect sleeping weather in the tent right there. And of course, we're talking tent camping. We're not talking about going in an RV, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to bring something to keep you warm, Jimmy.
Well, that's Mrs. K. And
what do you,
you know, or your wife or your honey, whoever.
Well, you know, it could be lots of things, right?
Rock or vodka. It could be in the suitcase.
Oh, yeah. It could be in a bottle. That's true.
Right, right. You don't want to move the fire inside the tent because that doesn't work out so well, I've learned.
We had a, when I was a kid, we had this like heater thing. It was like, oh, gosh, I don't know, burned on some fuel.
That's carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. Perfect.
That's well, back in the 60s and 70s, Jimmy, that kind of stuff was perfectly okay.
Right, right, right. Nobody ever got hurt from that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about camping this hour. I'm stoked. I can't wait to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Ottawa Lake Campground over in Kettle Moraine South. Can't wait. I got my fast car getaway ready to go. It's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio.
Take a bow. Take a breath. Sort it out. You don't need the spotlight right now. And take it down. Take the pill. Block it out. We all need the absence of sound. For the there to be a slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. See the crowd. They know our songs and they sing along. Scatter words like pennies on the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, were you expecting there to be a slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Were you expecting there to be a slow decay? Walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are your three quick notes, highlighting some of the news and happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, note number one takes us to the Red Rooster on the east side of Madison. It's a wonderful bar and, of course, a friend of our show, hosting live music on a nightly basis, and one we almost thought we'd lost when in its former life as the Knuckle Down, it shut down. Some committed musicians from the Madtown Mannish Boys purchased, remodeled, and reopened it. Now those same owners are ready to move to remodel phase two, which is all about the outside space, including a large deck, a music stage, a bar, cozy landscaping. Sounds wonderful. There's going to be a couple of fundraising events happening throughout the next several months, with the construction underway later this summer. Next, you've heard us talk about the Palace Theater. It's a multi-entertainment and dinner venue in Wisconsin Dells, which often featured Wisconsin bands opening for national acts. Well, we now know Legacy Entertainment out of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is the new owner of the Palace. Legacy has 45 years of theater management experience and bought the Palace after the Kramer brothers decided to shut the doors a couple of months ago. A Legacy spokesperson says the group has been interested in the Dells area for quite a while and is now planning to spend millions to renovate the theater during the next year, transforming it into what they described as a performing arts center and employing more than 140 people. The new owners will host a couple of shows during construction and will be changing the name and holding an official grand opening in 2024. Of course, we will keep you updated right here on Max Inc. Radio. And our final note, if you ever watch the TV competition show American Idol, there may be another reason for you to cheer on one of the contestants this season. Her name is Reet Thorns. She's a graduate of Memorial High School in Madison. The 20-year-old is now a college student and took a chance to audition for Idol. After several rounds, she earned a gold ticket. So she's going to move on to the televised competition, which will happen in Los Angeles. Now, during her audition, Reet shared her story as one of growing up often without a mother who battles with addiction. One of the celebrity judges, Lionel Richie, hugged her and told her, "I get you." So let's all watch for Reet during the Hollywood portion on ABC in a couple of weeks. Congrats and good luck to Reet. Good luck on American Idol, Reet, from all of us at Max Inc. Radio. And as always, we thank you for supporting your local bars and those talented artists playing all the notes. I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Woman, I like your automobile.
CBS News Brief. UBS has agreed to buy Credit Suisse for $3 billion to prevent its collapse in Europe. But banking consultant Bert Ely tells us it's still likely to lead to losses.
There'll be a lot of offices that will close, divisions that will be merged, and job loss is inevitable in that regard.
In Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to the captured city of Mariupol. Former CBS reporter Beth Noble.
President Putin is responding to the International Criminal Court's indictment, as he always does when backed into a corner, by fighting back.
But officials say Putin only toured the city by helicopter this morning. Former Vice President Pence is coming to former President Trump's defense ahead of his possible indictment and arrest in New York. Mr. Pence on ABC.
Feels like a politically charged prosecution here.
A grand jury is investigating hush money payments to women who had alleged encounters with Mr. Trump. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridalexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridalexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There was so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay?
I like the way you think, Rico. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
strike 'em.
Civic Media Radio Network, the Alter 5 Blues Band, and You Gotta Earn It. Always a pleasure to hear the Alter 5 Blues Band. Before that, some Rascal Theory, equally as awesome, with Buzzkill. Rocker, we're talking about camping, man. Cold weather camping, are you okay with that? What kind of equipment are you using to keep yourself warm when you're camping? 844-967-2789. Man, I'm stoked, dude. I'm looking at my calendar. 2 months for tomorrow. Mrs. K, E-Dub, and I, we're off. We're going to camping at Ottawa Lake Campground.
Ottawa Lake Campground. Where's that in the state?
It's just east of us, just east of us in the Kettle Moraine State Forest. I forget the town that's close by.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of out by Oconomowoc, maybe. Yeah. Heartland.
Yeah, Heartland sounds right. Yeah.
That area.
Eagle. Pretty close to Eagle.
You know, I always wonder if those, you know, ratings on those sleeping bags are, like, true. They're, like, down to 30 below.
Oh, sure. The ratings.
You know, for real? Would you trust that?
Well, I guess they work because they are tested in cold weather. You know.
Oh, whose job is that, right?
I wouldn't want that job. No.
See if this works.
This sleeping
bag. Go into this cooler with this sleeping bag and see if this works.
This rating is not working on this sleeping bag. No. You know, equipment is key, though. You got to have a good sleeping bag. You got to have a good cot. I love having the cot up off the ground, you know. Because sleeping on the ground sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I think the cot's probably a good idea. Jimmy, if it gets that cold, I think I'm just going to camp in the hotel.
You know, we've done this before. We picked up camp and it's like, screw it. You know, rain for like 3 days.
Yep.
You got to have some good food. You got to have some drinks, of course. Good company is good.
Rain and cold. Boy, right. That's the double whammy.
Our friend George, wink, wink, needs to be there, which leads me right into our next song. From Jordan Story, his brand new one, We Got High on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In town, guess I just look kind of crazy the way you would portray me if you were still around. As you know, it gets lonely wallowing in the past. All the ways you control. Just another way to burn, and no one notices the heat. Is it weird to feel empowered at someone else's feet? I may never feel as human, shouting down my demons like I do your memories.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The cancellations there and Control Me. Coming up, Curtis Goodman is going to be joining Terry Barr. That's coming up at 8:30 tonight. And then Dana Perry's live in the Devil's Lair. Can't wait for that. You know, Ellie Mabee, she's in the cancellations, singing and playing some guitar. She's playing bass on this song with Jerry X. This is White Light on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. On Max Inc. Radio. All right, coming up, we got a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour of Heavy Looks. Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Curtis Goodman. It's going to be a good hour of radio. Stick around. Right now, Doozy on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's go. I'm done. Sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint. Sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat.
I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all. Here I go again, trying to make it better on my own. Here I go again, trying to get some help without raising the phone. Here I go again, trying to make up reasons for these messed up thoughts and melodies that linger in my mind. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27 year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. Special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weikert Realtors Lake Point 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weikert Lake Point 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming.